Okay, today is Daf Nun Ches. We are on Nun Zayin Amud Beis on the second to bottom line. Shomer Chinam Eino Nishba. And today's share is sponsored by the Norensberg family. Le'il Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shal Pinchas. Shomer Shavon Aliyah. So it says Shomer Chinam Eino Nishba. A Shomer Chinam does not have to swear on Hektish. Normally, if a Shomer Chinam is watching something, and you say, "What happened?" You say, "It got stolen. I lost it." So the owner of the item can make him swear. Swear you lost it. You tell me you lost it. Swear. Hektish, there's no oath. Verminu, 1 second. Is that true? There's no oath by Shomer Chinam? By Hektish? Verminu, listen to this crazy case here. B'nei Ha'ir, you have a city, Sheshalchu es Shiklehen. They sent their Machsis HaShekel with a Shliach. Okay? Now, it's a funny rule by Machsis HaShekel. What's Machsis HaShekel? Every Jew has to donate a Machsis HaShekel to be used by the Beis HaMikdash. What's the cutoff? The first day of Nisan. The fiscal year begins on the first day of Nisan. So on the first day of Adar, that's the Parsha Shkalim, right, they would announce, "Guys, get your Machsis HaShekel ready. Rosh Chodesh Nisan's coming." What if somebody schlepped and they didn't donate it till Iyar or Sivan? Okay, so it's still donate it, right? It's just late. So the whole town schlepped. They all woke up late, and they sent it with this one guy. You bring everyone's Machsis HaShekel to Yerushalayim. You're the shliach. Bnei Yer Sheshach v'nignevu o she'avdu. It got stolen or it got lost. Got lost. Got stolen. Now, if it's after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in other words, the Beis HaMikdash is already using the new money, the new fiscal shkalim, right? They're already using the new fiscal shkalim, so this sort of like the money sort of belongs already to the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's in transit, because they've already started using the new money. So this money that you gave to the shliach is already like the Beis HaMikdash has a stake on it. Therefore, Nishba'in L'Gizbarin. They swear to the Gizbar. Why? Because the Gizbar is like the owner. So the Shliach has to swear, "Yeah, it got lost, it got stolen." What do you see from here? That you swear if you're Hektish. You have to swear to the Gizbar. What do you swear to the Gizbar for? Swear to the Bnei Ha'ir. No, they're out of the picture. Because the Beis HaMikdash already started using the money. And therefore, it's as if it's like theirs already. So you swear to the Gizbar. So you see, you swear to Hektish. Now, the Imlav, and if not, Nishbar Levnei Ha'ir. You have to swear to the city, the townspeople, Uvnei Ha'ir, Shoklev Achrayim Tachtayim, and the Bnei Ha'ir have to give another half Machsis HaShekel.
Why?
What? Venimtu. Venimtu. What?
No, they didn't get the
Beis HaMikdash yet.
Like you gave it already.
It doesn't know, just opposite. Nimtu Oshech Zimram, Hakanovim. Let's say they find the money or they find the catch the thief. Right? Elu ve'elu shikleim hein. Then both Machsis HaShekels become Machsis HaShekel. Ve'en olam ha'mishan haba. And you can't say, "Well, next year I don't have to give because I gave twice this year." Doesn't work that way.
But they are giving double.
They are giving double. That's life. Happens. Anyway, what do you see from here?
You have to swear
to Hektish. Amar Shmuel, no. Hacha benosi sachar askinan. Here the issue is the guy wants to get his schar. In other words, he's a paid watchman. Not a shomer chinam, he's a shomer sachar. The townspeople didn't give their Machsis HaShekel to any shlamazel. They paid somebody. Right? Vinishboyin litol scharon. What's he swearing for? He swears to get paid his salary. He's not swearing about the loss. What?
If they paid him a salary with that money, so his salary got stolen.
His salary? No, that's not what happened. The Machsis HaShekel is one thing, and his salary is something else. He swears to get his salary. I want my salary. I'll swear it got stolen. Thank you. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi nishbarim legizbarim." What's he swearing to the gizbar for? He should swear to the townspeople.
Right.
I swear to you, it got stolen. And by the way, a shomer sachar is chayav on geneva and aveda. What's he swearing for? I want my salary. What do you mean? You were negligent. You shouldn't have let it get stolen. So we're going to get to the Gemara. We're going to ask that question in a minute. Right? So, Nishboyin Liv Gizbarin, Ubnei Imi Boyle. What are you swearing to the Gizbar for? If the whole oath now is for a salary, what does the Gizer have to do with your salary?
Townspeople.
Amar Rabba, right. No, Lishbon, you're right. You do swear to the townspeople. But what's the Gizer? What's the Bryce that you swear to the Gizer? V'gizborin b'mamad gizborin. But the gizbar's there when you make this oath. Why? Ki heichi d'lov achshadinhu. So you shouldn't suspect. Who shouldn't you suspect? You shouldn't suspect that the townspeople, the whole thing is a joke. I think that's what it means. That we shouldn't suspect that the townspeople never gave the machta shekel at all.
It says here that they embezzle temple funds. But the treasurer should not suspect them of embezzling the funds.
Right. That they're not going to actually pay the money.
What's the difference? They're going to give another set anyway.
So that's why the gizbar's there, to make sure. So you're not swearing to the gizbar. It was the gizbar. You're swearing for your salary. The gizbar's standing there to make sure there's no funny business.
What I'm saying is that even if there was a funny business, the guy has to give a duplicate anyway.
Okay.
What's the funny business?
What?
What's
I'm not sure what the funny business is. What does the article say?
That the treasurer should not suspect them, I guess, the townspeople, of having embezzled temple funds.
What does that mean?
What's the difference? They're going to give another set anyway.
What?
They have to pay again.
No, they don't have to pay again. If it was already Beit HaMikdash money, they're free. Right?
Yeah.
So, but the guy says, but I want my salary.
The couriers mustn't.
I want my salary. Okay. V'i, nami, kiechid likrulu poshim. They shouldn't call them negligent. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now they're going to ask the obvious question. V'ginvu osh avdu katani. One second. It got stolen or they got lost. He's chayiv. What's he busy with his salary? He's chayiv. Fine. They don't have to pay again. But agrihu miha lafsid. He should lose his salary. What is he getting a salary for? He botched up the job. Right? They're getting a salary for. So we're not going to make them pay again because there's a funny rule by Hektish that they already had like a claim on the funds. Fine. We're not going to make the guy pay again. Why is the guy getting a salary? So, Amaraba, Beginavo, Listo, Mazuyan, it was a freak act of highway robbery. That's not Gneva.
Armed robbery.
It's a real highway. They came to the highway and they robbed it. They surrounded the guy and they robbed him. That's not the Gneva that a Shomer Sachar is chayav for.
No,
Shomer Sachar is chayav for Gneva. You have somebody watching in the house and you let someone come in and steal it. Or you were negligent, you didn't watch the house strong enough. Oh, or Avdo, Shtavos Vinasa Bayam. The ship sank. Yeah, it got lost. That's not the kind of loss we're talking about. The kind of loss that the Shomer Sachar is chayav for is he was negligent. The way would you put it? I don't remember where I put it, I forgot. I lost it. What kind of shlamazel are you? You're getting paid to watch it. That you chayav on. The you know, some submarine came and torpedoed the ship. Not chayav on that. It's a freak accident, a freak ones. We call it lost. It's really an ones. That's so. So the guy says I'm entitled to my salary. That's one answer. Another answer to resolve the stira between our Mishnah said no oath by Hektish. The Mishnah by Shkolim says yes, there is. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Hamani, Rabbi Shimon he. It's Rav Shimon. The Amar Kodshim Shechayev Achriyasan. If it's Kodshim that you're Chayev Achriyasan, Yesh Lehem Ona. There is Ona. Vinish Boy and Aleim, and you have to swear. And therefore, since it's Achriyas, you have to swear. So now we know Ahatina Achad Shal Nidban Shuma. That's only good once the base if the base members didn't yet start the new fiscal year. So it's not yet Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's sometime during the month of Adar. Who owns that money? The townspeople. Till when do they own it? Till they hand it to the Beis HaMikdash. So that makes perfect sense. Therefore, you have to swear it's a Hektish. You know why he's throwing to the Gizbar? I'm not sure about that. Yeah. But, Mishanitruma Truma, once it's after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Kachim Shein Achayi Bechmiyosaninu. You're not Chayiv anymore in Achrayis. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Hektish. Happens to me. It's in transit. Titania. Tarman ala Ovud. You can even give Truma on Ovud. Ovud is lost. I wasn't 100% sure what these mean. Ala Ovud, ala on lost, ala Gavui, on collected, val asid legavos, on what's going to be collected, right? I'm not sure what those three things are.
Were lost before reaching the,
what?
The coins were lost before reaching the base of the
bank. Right.
The donors were not informed before the withdrawal from the chamber.
That means Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That means Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the fiscal year changes. So what do you see from these three cases? Tarmen ala Ovid ala Gaboi ala Asid Lagabos. So how could it be, how could it be Reb Shimon who says you have to swear because only if you chayav b'achrayis, once Rosh Chodesh Nisan happens, you're not chayav b'achrayis at all. Even if it's lost, even if it's another set, it doesn't make a difference. You're right. Elamar Belazar, Shvu Azu, Takanas Chacham. You're right. Really, there's no oath behetish. What are you making the Shomer swear for? What are you making him swear for? He said there's no oath behetish. Shvu Azu, this Shvua, Takanas Chachamim he, it's Takanas Chachamim, Shalom, Yehei, Bnei Adam, Mezazlan, Behekteshos. We don't want people lightly treating Hektish. Shkala was a big deal. So you know what? We're going to make him swear. What for? Just that we should know, you should know that you're doing a very, very busy, a very important job over here. And therefore make you swear.
But what's he swearing to?
He's swearing that he lost it legitimately, got stolen, whatever it is. There's no, Shomer Chinam doesn't have to serve a Hektish.
Right.
Hektish says, do me a favor, mister, watch my cow, I'll be right back, the Gizbar says. And he goes, I got lost it. You don't have to swear.
Right.
We make the guy swear by the Shkolim because it's a serious business. That's all.
It goes into bed if you come late, doesn't it?
Yes.
If you bring him late, you have to pay a penalty or not?
I don't know. I don't think so.
But they can't buy it. They don't use it for bonus.
Right. That's a complicated thing, right? Okay, next. Nosi socher eino mishalim. And a shomer socher doesn't have to pay, right, on Geneva or Aveda of those four items. Avadim, Karka, Shtar, and Hektish. He doesn't have to pay. Rami le Rav Yosef bar Rabba bar Chama le Rabba Tanan nosi socher eino mishalim. It says over here that a shomer socher doesn't have to pay on these four things. Vermini, 1 minute. Hasocher es apoel. If the Beit Hamikdash hires somebody, what's he hiring him for? Lishmar es hapara, to watch a paraduma. Make sure nothing happens to that paraduma. Or Lishmaret HaTinok, watch the bay, the child, who's going to be the one, who's going to be ride the, they would have like a child to make sure he never got tummy. Yeah. When he grows up, he's going to do the paraduma. Watch him. Lishmaret HaZroim, to watch the seeds. What does that mean?
Rashi
gives Tupshatim, the grain for the Omer, or the Shemitah grain for the Omer. Okay. Ein nosnin lo schar Shabbos. He can't get paid on Shabbos. Can't get paid on Shabbos. Why? Because you're not allowed to do work on Shabbos. Right? Ain't going to work on Saturday, it says. Right? So you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to get paid for Shabbos. So the guy's watching the paraduma the whole week. Shabbos not getting paid. However, lefikach ain't achrayat Shabbos alav. If something happens on Shabbos, it's not his responsibility. Because he's not getting paid on Shabbos. He's not a watchman on Shabbos. Hayeschar Shabbos. What if he gets paid for the week? Schar Chodesh. Get paid for the month. Schar Shana, for the year. Schar Shavua, he gets paid for the Shemitah cycle. Then, no stin lo Schar Shabbos, then he doesn't get paid on Shabbos. Why? Because we say it's swallowed up in the rest of the week. Very complicated halacha, what that means. Not for now. Very complicated. Lefikach, therefore, achrayit Shabbos alav. Therefore, if something happens on Shabbos, he's responsible. Now, what do you mean he's responsible? What do you mean he's responsible? Right?
Doesn't he lose meaning against tummy, let's say, or get disqualified from being a paraduma?
So it's still even worse. Paraduma is a priceless thing.
How do you, like,
it's on your head that you let it get tummy. Or you let it get a
$30.
So what does it mean? What does it mean you're chayev? What do you chayev what? My love, doesn't it mean l'shalim? That you have to pay? And what do you see? That a shomer socher does have to pay on Kektish. Right? So the Gemara says, lo, no, not that. L'hafsitz charo. Not to get a salary. He loses his salary.
Well, why is he responsible if he's not there? He's not working that day.
No. So, but he said if he's working for the week, then he's responsible on Shabbos because the Shabbos gets swallowed up in the rest of the week. How that works exactly, it's a complicated thing.
He's not physically there.
He is physically there.
On Shabbos?
Yeah, on Shabbos.
He's not getting paid for the day, but he's there.
He's there. So, he said, what is he chayev? A Shomer Sachar, we said it's not Chayav Hektish. No, you're right, it's not Chayav Hektish. He loses his salary. Ihachi, Reisha Diktani, Ein Achray, it's Shabbos Olav. But the first part said, if you just did, the first part of this Brisa said, that you're not Chayav on Shabbos. Remember? Right? If it's not swallowed up, you're not Chayav on Shabbos. Hacha Nami Delasit Scharo? What, he loses his salary? Umi Yitzle Schar Shabbos? There is no salary. Fuck Tani, Ein Nos No Schar Shabbos. There's no Schar Shabbos. What is he losing? So Ishtuk, he didn't have an answer for that. He was quiet. So Amalei, Midi Shmiel Achba? So what, you have an answer for that? So Amalei, Hach Yom Rav Sheshes, yes. B'Shekano Miyado. It's a case of Shekano Miyado, the Chinam Rav Yochanan, B'Shekano Miyado. He promised to pay. He took it upon himself, the Shomer Sachar. Rashi says, Shekano Miyado, She'im Yekalkel Shmiraso, if the Shmiro will get botched up, Yishalim Ha Vadai Yishalim. He promised to pay, then he has to pay. Normally, you don't have to pay Hektish.
So he's going to reimburse them.
Yeah, so on a $1 billion item.
What is he
paying
that?
Huh? It's a paraduma. It's a priceless item. You know what? I'm such a good Shomer. If anything happens to it, I will pay. I know the halacha is I don't have to pay Hektish. Not me.
Right.
Right? Then Sharei Horid Atzmo V'lakach V'shiba Nechasav. You obligated yourself to pay? They'll take your stuff away.
For the Paraduma. You don't have enough to pay for
them. Or anything, else. The Omer, whatever it is.
So you're basically going to go into Han.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? Because you do that.
Yeah. Okay, next. Next Gemara is a little hard. Reb Shimon Omer, in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon said, Kodshim Shechayev Bachmiyasan. If it's Kodshim that you're Chayev in, Yesh Lehem Onah, there is Onah. Why is there Onah? Because it's really yours. In other words, I'm not 100% sure what the case is. You donated an animal, but you have Chayev Achrayis, because you have to bring the animal. Now you sold the animal? Is something there's Onah on it? Because it's considered a private sale? Right? However, she'en a chayev achrayis, but if I'm not chayev achrayis, ain't lehen onah. There's no onah. Right?
But the one that he's chayev achrayis is not going to be donated a certain animal, it's going to say eight animal.
Any animal.
I'm going to give a cow. If he says I'm going to give this cow, then he's not chayev achrayis.
Right. That's what Shimon says. So, Tani Tana Kamedra of Yitzchak, Bar Abba. Kodshim Shechayev Ba'achriyasan. It's such an animal like that. Chayev. The Shomer is Chayev. What's Shomer? The Shomer is Chayev, right? In other words, a guy said, I'm going to bring an Ola. And he gave an animal, and he gave an, I'm going to bring an Ola. And he designated that animal for an Ola. Is that Achrayas? No.
No,
because he has to bring, he promised himself. Then he tells somebody, listen, I'm going to go away for a week. Watch the animal. All right, watch the animal for me. And come back and say, where's the animal? Right? And the shomer lies and tells him some story. Then he gets caught and he swears falsely. Chayiv, he has to bring a chayiv. Chayiv has to bring a carbon for his shvua. The shomer chinam. Shani kar behen, because that's the pasuk says, Bahashem uvekichesh. Right? That the hektish is compared to the denial. She'eno chaya v'she'eno chaya b'achriyasan. I'm sorry. Kachim she'chaya b'achriyasan chayev. If it's a kachim that you're chayev achrayas, right? Then you're chayev to swear if the shomer lies. What's a carbon that's chayev achrayas? If you say haray olai ola, then you designate an Ola. That's not Chayav.
Not designated. You promised an Ola, but you didn't designate an animal. So I'm going to bring an Ola.
Right. And what happened?
Then somebody's watching all the cows and he loses.
So then he's Chayav.
It's Chayav.
Shanikar behen b'ashem v'chichesh. Because we compare the hektish to denying. Halachas of denying apply over here also. She'en achayav b'achriyasam. But if there's no achrayas, potter. Then the shomer is potter. Gesund. Why? Because I say he's not chayev. The pasuk says not chayev. Does that make any sense? Makes no sense. Amalei, klapelaya. That makes no sense. Ibcha mistabra. Just the opposite should be true. Look at Rashi on top. The Rashi on top. Ibchem Estabra. Kol HaDvarim, they're in Hepech. It's the exact opposite. She'enu Chayev Achriyason. If you're not Chayev Achriyas, Dashem Ninu Tvei, Mishachayev Achriyason. Dashem Ninu Tvei, Mishachayev Achriyason. Right. That word Hashem only applies when you're Chayev Achriyas. So Marcel, the case we're talking about, a guy says, I'm going to bring an Ola. I'm going to bring an Ola. And I, maybe that one. That Ola, am I have a Chayev on that Ola? No. Because that Chayev is on me.
But you've already designated.
Doesn't matter. What if the Ola dies? Do I still have to bring another Ola?
Absolutely.
Yes. Right? What if I say I'm going to bring that Ola? And then it dies. I'm off the hook. Right. I didn't make it on me. I made it on the animal. So if I say I'm going to bring the Ola, I'm going to bring an Ola, and I say that one, then I give it to you to watch. And you lose it, whatever it is. Are you Chayev as a Shomer?
No.
We said yes. So why are you Chayev? There's no Achrayus. Right? And the other way around, right? And the other way around is also true. We said, if there's no Achrayus, right? Then the Shomer is Potter. Right?
No Achrayus means that you said...
That I...
This animal, right?
Right. Right? So, she'enu chayev achrayus. Potter, the shomer's potter. Right? It also doesn't make any sense. So, amale ismaye? Should I remove this from the roll call of prices? So, should I remove it? Amale, no, don't remove it. Hachi kamar. Here's how we can make it make sense. Kachim shechayev achrayasan. Kachim that you're chayev in achrayus. Chayev disrabu mi bashem v'kichesh. You're chayev because of an extra limud. V'she'enu chayev achrayason, and if you're not a chayev achrayas, potter, you're potter, de'imayet biba miso v'chichesh, because there's a miyat. In other words, I'm not 100% sure what this means. Right? Kachim she'chayev achrayason, chayev, you're chayev in a carbon, right? Why chayev in a carbon? Because it's not hektish. It has a little bit of a hektish to it because he promised you're going to bring it for a carbon. That's not really hektish. It really belongs to this guy. Why? There's no achrayus. V'she'en achayev b'achrayason potter, de'imayit mi'b'amitza v'chichesh. Right? Because it's a miyat.
The shomer has to bring a carbon now. Chayev to bring a carbon.
Correct. The shomer has to bring a carbon. Okay. Next. I'm not 100% sure about that. So that's very hard. Next, Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af HaMocher Sefer Torah, Ein Lehem Onah, L'fishe Ein Ketz L'da... I skipped. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af HaMocher Sefer Torah, Margol Yisru Behema, Ein Lehem Onah. There's no Onah on a Sefer Torah, on giant diamonds, and on animals. Why not? Because these are such rare items, there's no market for it. How could you say we got ripped off and bought a Sefer Torah? There's no market for it. That's Rabbi Yehuda held.
Behema was not before on the Mishnah, was it?
Yes, it was. I believe it was.
Who was the middle of Mahdi back then?
Yeah, wasn't that something that was easier price?
It was, Marcel.
Yeah. Wasn't that him that you see the price back then?
So, 1 second. So, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now for Bryce, he fleshes it out a little bit. Hamocher Sefer Torah, Ein Lehem Onah. There's no Onah, Lefisha Ein Keitz Lutameha. Because there's no end to the price. Behema umargolius ein lehem onah for a different reason. Bibnei she'adam rotze lezavgon. A guy wants a pair. You have one earring. How much is the other earring worth? You'll pay more because you want a matching set.
Right.
You want to mate the animals. You'll pay more to be able to mate the animals. So I think it means.
No, because when you plow, you want two animals the same. That's what he's saying.
Fine. Amrulo follow call adam rotze lezavgon. You can say that by everything.
Yeah.
So what kind of thing is that? So Rabbi Huda, Hani Chashivi Lei, Fahani Lo Chashivi Lei. You're right. These are more special to him, and he wants to pay more. Ad Kama, so there's no enough forever? Is there ever a limit? Yes, Amar Memer Ad Kadei Demeyan, which means double. So if a normal Sefer Torah costs, I don't know, $40,000, $50,000, up to $100,000 is not considered an Onah. Up to double. By everything else, it's a sixth.
Right.
Right here, it's double. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Omer, Af HaMocher, also if you sell sus, a horse, Sayef, a sword, Hatitum, a shield, B'Mochama, during wartime, Ein Lehem Ona, there's no Ona there, B'Nei Sheyesh Ben Chai Nefesh, because it's life is on the line, right? The best, when these gun manufacturers, whenever there's a war, they rip off the government like crazy, right?
Well, all the armaments,
they rip them off like crazy.
So basically, it's only Ona tuna.
Correct. Correct.
but not seasoned.
Right. Correct. Now, very interesting Mishnah, and now we're gonna have, from now the rest of the page is Agadata. Very interesting Mishnah. Listen to this Mishnah. Kishem shona b'mekach u'memkar. Just like there's ona by sales, kach ona b'dvarim. There's ona by words.
Like thank yous.
No, not thank yous.
No.
The opposite.
Abusive.
You're abusive words. You can't abuse somebody when you sell them something, and you can't abuse somebody verbally. There's an isser in the Torah to abuse somebody verbally. Not lashon hara, because
right.
You say about tshuva. Well, look at you. All of a sudden, you're the big shot. Right? You used to be a low life.
A nothing.
Now, what does it mean, kishim? Just like, what's the comparison? They have nothing to do with each other. They happen to have the same word. Same word, ona. They have nothing to do with each other. They're not connected at all. A kishim, just like, some say because that just like you don't get malchus on ona, you don't get malchus on this, there's no malchus on this. Right?
But the other sale is void, here there's no sale, like what's the kishim? Right.
Right, so you have to find out what's the kishim. So there's no malchus. Some say that it's not really learned that, it's not really beferish, we learn it out of a pasuk. So, lo yom, listen what's included in this. Lo yom lo become a chefet zeh. How much you walk into a store? How much is that? For who? Andy wrote to Liga. You have no intention of buying it, but the store owner gets excited. Oh, there's a customer in here. How much is that? How much is that? You make the guy crazy for 2 hours. How much is that? You have no intention of buying it.
But a lot of times they ask you, and you say, "I'm just looking."
That's a different story.
They ask you.
It's hard. It's hard to say, "I'm just looking." When you make the guy try on 10 things and you're busy in there for 3 hours. Oh, thank you. I was just looking.
No, but if
and the guy spent 3 hours with you and ignored all the other customers because he thought. Yeah. Vimu ain't a road to Likach. You have no intention of buying it. Im ha'y about tshuva. If the guy's about tshuva, lo yomalo zechar ma'asecha rishonim. Remember your old life? Right? The Rima Lamil says if he's not about tshuva, then you're allowed to remind him of his averus because that's musar. Not about tshuva. What are you doing in that restaurant? It's not a kosher restaurant. That you're allowed to say that. To a Balchufa, you can't say it. I remember a few years ago, I saw you once in a non-kosher restaurant. That you can't say. But to a firm person, you can say that. What are you hanging out in non-kosher restaurants for? Right? That you can say. V'imahayim ben gerim, he's a ben gerim, lo yomalo zachar ma'asei avosecha. I remember what your father did. Now over here, it doesn't say, I remember what you did. Because that's a shevach. Yeah, you're right. I used to be in non-kosher restaurants. That's right. And now I don't go there. Because now I'm a Jew. My father, a different story. My father didn't become a Jew. I just changed the thing. Now, we already mentioned your father. Right, what about when you used to hang out in non-kosher restaurants?
He doesn't have a father.
What? Biologically, he does. But you hear what I'm saying? It's okay to say that. That's a shevach to say that. Remember, look at you. You used to be non-kosher. Here you are in shul. Right? Shenemar, like it says, V'ger lo sonev lo tzichal tzenu. You can't own a, and you can't pressure them. Tanu Rabbanan.
Remember, how the other being like harsh, is that separate from this? Like,
what?
It's not abusive, it's just not being...
Right, so what is the gedder of this? I'm not 100% sure. Like, where do you cross the line from just being mean to being over this?
Right, but I think one issue of just being, dishonest, or not dishonest, but just in the setting of a store, otherwise being...
I'll give you an example. I'll give you something to think about. Let's say a newspaper, a firm newspaper, is going to print an article about somebody that's 100% true. So every word of it's true. It's going to give the guy a lot of agmas nefesh. It's going to be a lot worse than telling about tshuva you used to be not from. Well, a lot worse. Are they over baltonu? Think about it. It's not a lie. You're not making up stories about somebody. It's all true things. It's going to cause the guy a lot of suffering. No, that's not lashon hara.
Well, why not?
Why is it not lashon hara?
It's not praiseworthy.
Right. So where do you, where does this? If you tell a guy, if you tell, that's public. I hear it. That's different. No, that's different because it's public. It's public. If I tell you, you know, remember you used to be such a low life. Now you think you're big stuff. That's a lashon hara. That's hona. If I tell the other guy, if I tell someone else, hey, what's his name? Chaim Yankel's. He thinks such a big stuff. He used to be not be from. That's lashon hara, right? So you're telling it to the guy himself. So it's the newspaper is not a fair example, right? Because there it's a public statement. So that it could be lashon hara. I hear. Anyway, Tanur Rabbanan, lasana wish as a miso. You're not allowed to cause someone pain. But no, it's dvarim akosam b'daper. It's talking about words. Ah, to Omer, no, it's dvarim. You say it's only words. Oh, anyone knows? Maybe it's mammon. Maybe it's financially. No, kishu Omer v'chisimku bimkar la misecha okona v'yada misecha. Hayan knows mammon Omer. That's already. We have another pasuk for that. Hamani mikayim lasana wish as a miso. But no, it's dvarim with words. Haketzad. If he's about tshuva, you're not allowed to mention his past. If he's the son of Gerim, remember your father? Your father used to be not religious, not Jewish even? Right? Again, we don't say it about him because it's a shevach to him. If he's a ger, he comes to learn. Don't say to him, the guy who used to eat not kosher is coming all of a sudden to the Daf Yomi Shir. Who do you think he is? Which was said by Hashem himself. Okay, that's one thing.
But that goes to Rishvach.
How?
That you used to not eat the trade for 9 years.
Right, so he's saying it in a derogatory way.
You've come a long way.
You've come a long way, is that what you mean? That's not what you mean.
Okay.
Right?
What's the harm that you can be abusive to someone? What do you think? Oh, yeah, I think that's a good idea. tell a guy off.
It's a fair question. It's a fair question. But look at the next one. Vimha Yisurim Barnalov. Guy's got a lot of tzaras. The guy's got tzaras. Al yo im hayu chaloyim boimalov. He has a sickness. Oh, shayim mekaber zbanov. Nebuch, one of his sons, died. Al yomalo, don't tell him. Kederach sha'amrulo chaveru li'iov. Like they told Iov. Like Iov's friends told Iov. Halo yiresecha kitzilcha v'tikvascha v'tom darchecha zechor na mihu naki avad. Now, you know why this happened? Because you're not a good Jew. Don't say that to somebody.
You go into the base now.
You go to the base.
I hate to tell you, but Silas Sharma says something happens to you, frustration with myself.
What? You give me frustration with myself. You don't need some idiot neighbor when they're telling you. You know what? You know why? You know why? Some terrible thing happened to you. You know why you lost your job? Because you don't have a muna. Right? Because you don't need Chalav Yisrael. That's why you lost your job. Because you don't need Chalav Yisrael. You don't need someone telling you that.
But Silas Sharma says that.
What? No, you yourself. You doesn't say you can tell someone else that. Now, by the way, think about that. You're being abusive?
No, think
about it. Maybe it's true. Maybe the guy's not such. Maybe the guy's not such a maimon.
But you're giving mussar.
What?
You're giving mussar.
You know why God does things? What are you talking about?
That's the reason.
You don't. You have an obligation to study. Why? Is there anywhere I can improve myself? Is there anywhere I can make myself better? That you have an obligation to do that. You know? That's a different story. I'm going to tell you, you're chesronos.
You're making a guy feel bad,
right? Mimenu, and if the people want to know where they can buy wheat, al yomer lo yomer lahem lechu etzel ploni. Go to that guy. Shumacha tvua. He doesn't sell tvua. It makes the guy nuts, right?
They used to do it in the Vardic. They used to go into a store just
to Right, they used to go into a hardware store and ask for bread.
Just to get a barrel.
They did it. So you can't tell someone, I want you to be in a Vardic. I'm going to tell you to go to the hardware store and ask for bread. You know, they don't do that to people.
So what's that? You need a pasuk for that, right? I
mean, yeah. Next. If you do Omer, lo yale olav, lo, where am I? Lo yitla olav, al hamekach, same thing. Don't look at an item when you're not going to buy it. Right? Sharei hadavr masr lalev. Because Hashem knows what you're thinking. Fachal hadavr masr lalev, never v'yitzim elokecha. Hashem knows. You think you're going to walk into some you know store, buy some fancy car. You have no intention of buying the car. You don't have the money for it. So what are you doing? What are you getting the guy excited for?
Can I have a
stocks? Exactly. So all these are the same idea. It's all the same idea. You're hurting people with your actions and your words. Not with your money. It's a different or not. A new topic.
It's a lav or what is it?
It's a lav. Since the lav she'ema ma'isa. That's why it's a kishem. Just like by Ono, there's no malchus. It's also a lav. Here's also a lav and no malchus also. Amar b'yochanan, mishum mishir b'nechai, gadol anoz devar me'anoz mamon. This is even worse. Shezeh ne'mar bo v'yetzim alokecha, v'zeh lo ne'mar bo v'yetzim alokecha. By Ono's words, it's worse. Realize Omer, zeh begufo, zeh be'mono. One's with your pocketbook and one's with your emotions. The money you can take back. The words can't be taken back. You embarrass someone in public as if you killed him.
You know why?
Why?
Because all the blood drains from the face.
You're right. All the redness drains from his face. He's left all white. You're right. It's mamash like he killed the guy. What are you careful about in the Ma'arava? We're careful about being embarrassing people. Everybody goes to Gehenim. Whoever goes to Gehenim, Olin gets out of there. Chutz mishlosha. Except for three people. Sheyardin, they go down. Ve'ein olam, they never get out. Ve'eluhain, who are they? Listen to this. Habal eishes ish. Someone is adulterer. Hamal b'nechaver barabim. You are malbin someone barabim. And a machana shame ra lechavero. Or you use a nickname for somebody in a derogatory way. Such a terrible thing. Hamachana, the hainu malbin, it's the same thing. Same thing. So then it's embarrassing the guy? No. Afagaf the doshbe b'shmei. Even though everybody uses that name already. It's old news that they embarrassed him. It's hard to say embarrassed. After 50 years, they're giving the guy the same nickname. Not to sound embarrassed anymore. You still don't get up from Olam Haba. You still don't get out of Gehenna for that. Even though he's not even embarrassed. It's already dosh. It's so used to it. Right? Still a terrible thing. Again, only if the guy doesn't mind. You call some guy lefty. That's not a derogatory, you know?
Right.
Kid grows up with a nickname. Right?
You know, he's 50 years later, we're still calling him the same name, and he's. Why? That's
right.
His parents call him that now.
Okay, so. Let's try to do this Tosfos for the time we have remaining. Chutz migimel shel yardin ve'ein olam. Fascinating Tosfos. Right? Three. In lefari she'ein olam la'olam. It doesn't mean they never get out. Deha amrinan besamach, habal esh esish, yeshul chel olam haba. We're going to say tomorrow. That if you have relations with an ancient fish, you do get Olam Haba. So it can't mean you're there forever. It can't mean that. Ella, hachi pirusho. Kol hayardin olim miyad. Everybody else goes to Gehenna and they get out of there miyad. Right away. How long are they there?
A year. The maximum is a year.
Maximum is a year. We're saying everyone gets out of there miyad right away. How long are you there? A little bit. Vein or shall Gehenna sholit behen. There's no or of Gehenna. Because I mean, parak osapasin. Like we say in Erevin, Kal v'chomer mimizbeach chazav. Okay, uperek basper dechagiga, ovid kal v'chomer salamandria, some kal v'chomer there, chutz migimel, except for these three, de ain olam miyad. You don't get out of there right away. Avol yesh mehem nidon olam, but you're judged forever. Hamal b'mei chaveo barabim, dar mesamach ein lachel gom haba. That's the worst. V'yesh ol achar yud beis chodesh, some have to wait there for 12 months, kegon habal yesh ezish, right? The Mishpat, Risha Yisrael, Begehenim, Yud Beis Chodesh. Because the most time you can spend in Gehenim is 1 year. Inami, or Malbin Nami, Nihi De'ein Lo Chelik Olam Haba. So 1 second. Even though you don't have Olam Haba, Eino Nidonin Yosim Yud Beis Chodesh, you still don't have Gehenim for more than 12 months. Elo La'acha Yud Beis Chodesh, after 12 months, Lo Chayin, you don't live, V'lo Nidonin, you don't get judged anymore. Visharuyin below tova u below ra'a. You're not good. You're not. Where are you? You're not in Gan Eden. You're not in Gehenna. Where are you? Some limbo state, right? V'nicha hashta delo chashiv. Okay, fine. What does that mean? Where are you? You're not in Gehenna anymore because it's 12 months past. But you're not getting going to Gan Eden because you embarrass somebody in public. So where are you exactly?
You're on a waiting list.
You're some limbo land, right? Now Tosfos says, "V'nicha hashta delo chashiv minim apikarsim." But what about minim and apikarsim? Doesn't there a mission that says "Ein lo chelik olam haba minim apikarsim"? These terrible things. She osam nidonim l'dorei doros. They're judged for many generations. Kedem Perakam Rosh Hashanah. The Gehenim Kala of Heim Enam Kalim. Gehenim gets emptied out. They don't leave. Umiyu Tema Delochashiv Poshi Yisrael Begufan. What about other Poshi Yisrael Begufan? Kigon, for example, Karkafta Delomanach Tfilin. A guy doesn't wear Tfilin. We say he never get lit. Deabrida Barash Hashanah. Shenidonin. Sheyardin Vinidonin by Yud Beis Chodesh. The judge for 12 months. Fiachakach. Gufan Vinishmasan Nisrafin Vinasan Efer Tachas Kapos Ragli Shel Tzadikim. They become the ashes of the feet of the tzaddikim. So why aren't they on this list? V'nireh, d'lo ratzel l'manos osam, sheshnuyim b'braisa. D'lo haya mashmi'enu shum chiddush. We learned that already. What if they repeat it? We know those people already. Here we're telling you new people. A new list of people. V'had d'chashiv mal b'naf agav d'tana la b'sekles avos. We already learned that in b'sekles avos. Agav mechana nokitle. You're right, it's written here because of the nickname. The nickname issue. Umechana itzrich lashminon afagaf the dashbe b'shmei. Even though for 50 years they've been using that same nickname, and bothers him. Not that it doesn't bother him. Most people don't mind the nickname. It's a cute thing. It's a cool thing. They call a guy a nickname. If it bothers him, if it's derogatory, it never goes away. Fadlo chasher b'al akusis. What about a guy's relation with a goy? The Amar Bosin Pasin the lo masik le'avram avinu debimashcha olasei. Avram Avinu doesn't stop you from going into Gehenna. There's a Gemara that says that because he doesn't see your bris mila because you had a relationship with a goy. V'lo kamavak shalei, d'lo chashiv. So why isn't that on the list? D'lo chashiv elahani de b'shvil aveira zu levada ein olin. No, we're talking about the aveira itself. There, the aveira of having a relationship with a goy is not so terrible never to leave Olam Haba. The reason why you don't leave is because Avram can't recognize you. So that's not on the list.
Going in is
going in. Out. Right, so how come Avram doesn't stop it? Because he doesn't see you. Because he doesn't see your bris mila. Kitatanya, afal pishi yeshbo toru maisim tovim, afal abal akusis, bishvil avei rezu levada, eno nenash. For that alone, you don't get so punished. Imlo sheyesh biyado averes acheros. If not of other averes, sheroi, shebishvilam, liyared ligahenim, el averes ugaram eslo. This causes it to ein Avram Avinu, ma'alei umiyad, el sheyeh basham yud beis chodesh. Fine. Now, Tosfos says something which should give you a little nechama. V'kulu, everybody on these lists, all these terrible lists of terrible people, all of it, shelo asa tshuva, where you didn't do tshuva. She'atshuva moeles l'chol davar. Tshuva helps for everything. V'kulaman da'amar, d'bali tshuva, gedolim yosam, shayu tzadikim yolam. Right? What does the statement, what does the Gemara say? That when the place of the bal tshuva stands, a regular tzaddik cannot stand. So even though this is all very grim things, and tomorrow we're going to have more of it, all very very harsh things.
What about the fact that Mises were Kaplan?
Not for this. Not for this. But there's no Mises. Not for this. Right? What is Mechaper? Tshuva. Very good. All right, everyone have a very good day.
Sure.
So.